I mentioned earlier that I would want you to identify the artist. Who is she? And secondly, who is she singing about? That lady can sing. I'm going to let you hear some more of that. What a voice and what a singer. You know, some people really, really have nice voices, but they don't really know how to control those voices so that they sing very well, hitting every note just right, using some inflection with their voices, using different dynamics up and down with the volume with their voices. This lady has a great voice. And she knows how to use it. Yes, she does. All right. Who is she? And this is the part I didn't tell you about originally. Who is she singing about? All right. I gave you a clue. This is a day of clues, isn't it? Talk about Power Friday. I gave you a clue regarding something else that we can do to experience happiness, hopefully on a regular basis. Experience happiness on a regular basis, that is. What was the clue? I told you it has to do with the outdoors. What'd you come up with? Okay, here we go. Spend time outdoors. That's it. I gave a clue. That was one of the baddest clues I've given ever. I mean, I sure enough just gave it away when I gave you that clue. And I was wondering, okay, now, with me giving this clue, making it that obvious, are most of the people going to miss it because of how obvious it is? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, outdoors. Spend time outdoors. Now, I know sometimes it can be showing up cold out there. May not want to be out there. Sometimes it can be cold. Sometimes it can be rainy. May not want to be out there. Sometimes it's cold and rainy. You may not want to be out there. I can dig it. But when you can, you know, when the weather's cooperating, spend some time outdoors. Outdoors. Not just sitting in front of the window, looking at the outdoors. That can definitely have a positive impact. But it is so much better to go ahead and be outdoors, looking at the outdoors, looking at the butterflies, looking at the bees, looking at the birds. Looking at whatever's out there, just looking at the plants. And just enjoying it. Walking outdoors. Just being out there. Looking at it. Taking in the sounds. All of it. Certainly it's not a bad thing, for example, to take in the sounds of the automobiles passing by and all of that. But to the extent that you're able, take in the sounds of the creatures that are out there as well. All right, we also talked about being creative, doing some painting and stuff like that. Yeah, so those are some of the things that we can do. Now, to move on to what we had not begun to discuss with this particular discussion of happiness. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. Now, check that out. You notice that the emphasis there is dual. It's not about only being kind to others. It's not about only being kind to ourselves. It's about being kind to others and to ourselves. In order to achieve that stronger sense of fulfillment and well-being, we should learn to treat ourselves with kindness and then extend that generosity to other people. Now, which do you think we humans tend to do more easily? Be kind to ourselves or be kind to others? Well, I guess another way to word the question is, which is more difficult for us? To be kind to ourselves or to be kind to other people? And I guess that really depends, doesn't it? But guess what? Both are important. being kind to ourselves and being kind to other people. Very important. Researchers from a university in UK found that although self-acceptance is a habit that can definitely lead to greater happiness, it is a habit that very few people have formed. Let me share that with you again. Although self-acceptance is a habit that can lead to greater happiness, self-acceptance is a habit that very few people have formed. A study conducted in 2017 confirmed that if we embrace our negative emotions, we are less at risk of perpetuating them and more likely to achieve self-healing. How many of us have kind of shot ourselves in the foot by doing the exact opposite? Now, don't get it wrong. Now, when they say embracing the negative emotions, that doesn't mean we're holding on to them for dear life. We're accepting them. We're looking at them. We're calling them for what they are. We're fully acknowledging that we're experiencing the negative emotions. That's what we're meaning by embracing them. Now, it would almost seem that if we just kind of ignore the negative emotions, we'd have less risk of perpetuating those negative emotions. It's the exact opposite. If we embrace our negative emotions, we're less at risk of perpetuating them and then moving on to self-healing. So, as we move to be happier in 2018 and beyond, let's learn to courageously face our negative emotions and the situations that give rise to them. Acknowledge what they are. Call them what they are, what they are, what they are. Deal with them. All right. Who is the artist? The awesome Christina Aguilera. All right, I've told you who the artist is. Tell me who she's singing about.